immediately settling and relating to the energies of the body now. Noticing how the knowing mind, the sensitive mind, is relating to the body, all the different elements, the different forces of the body, noticing habits of denial that might be at play, or aversion, greed, noticing the wholesome factors of interest, patience and forgiveness, acceptance, basic kindness to the sensations of the body. Notice the force of wisdom that understands that these sensations, these qualities of the body, are a movement of nature, naturally expressing themselves according to causes and conditions. Appreciating this art of intimacy, of course, we'd like it to be easy, as if it were as easy as just relaxing and allowing the body to express itself. But given how much momentum the mind's habits of distraction and denial have, if we just relax, then those habits continue expressing that momentum. But if, on the other hand, we try to be intimate, we try to feel the body or know the body as it is in a superficial way, then we simply act out our expectations. We, in a sense, find what we expect to find. So instead, we could use this metaphor of friendliness, or even, if you like, the playfulness of two lovers. The awareness interacting with the sensations of the body, the knowing mind playing with the objects that arise to be known. Not falling into habits of passivity, not falling into habits of control, expectation, and the thing about play is that it's self-correcting. If one person withdraws, then the other party draws that person back in. If one person's too rough, the other pulls away until that person gets the message. Observing this play between awareness and the objects that are being known. And being particularly interested in the energies of the body. The energies that are tight, tension, and the energies of release. So instead of looking for safety in our experience now, not looking for solid ground or a pleasant place to abide, but instead interested in a free movement of these bodily energies. Not fixed, not established, not held. And so much of the wisdom in this art of being intimate, being lovingly present, so much of the art is knowing how to skillfully relate to what appears to be tight, tensed, are hard, solid, heavy. So whenever the mind knows these kinds of energies in the body, and notice how the mind tends to relate, what kind of attitude or what kind of belief it has about these places in the body that seem tight or seem fixed or solid or heavy. And try a different way of relating, like as if we were smiling, more playful, more curious. Or humble. We don't even need to believe our own stories. What would freedom look like, feel like here, here and now in relationship to this body? having a sense of real commitment, or even a powerful devotion. To the experience, the reality of the body. Not content with superficiality. And notice this natural intuition. In a way, it's a mistrust of any tension, anything that feels heavy or tight. Some sense that it doesn't have to be this way. So on the one hand, forgiving and patient. And on the other hand, understanding, having a sense at least that ultimately it's not tight as it appears to be, or not heavy, not solid or fixed as it appears to be, this body. For the last 5 minutes or so, we're interested in the experience of freedom here in the body. Basic experience of freedom, the mind in relationship to the sensations of the body. Notice how every little and every big distraction in some way is a break in the commitment we have to the body. So we keep reaffirming the willingness to be close, the interest in being free in the experience of the body.